More on-farm strategies for risk management today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Yesterday, we talked about the reasons why farmers need to consider strategic risk management. Today, we begin discussing how. And again, we have ag economists from Purdue University weighing in. Here's Michael Langemeyer.
Diversification is a very good response to risk. Given that, why is not everybody really diversified? Why do we move away from farms that had corn, soybeans, wheat, and cattle, and hogs, and on and on and on? We know that if we had six enterprises, we would reduce risk. If you specialize, you're able to garner the economies of scale. And so you have to look at that trade-off between diversification and specialization. Diversification is a good strategy against risk, but other strategies can protect you from downside risk, specifically a strong balance sheet and a low per unit cost.
Langemeyer adds, don't be afraid to seek advice.
If it looks like there's a gap in knowledge there, ask the question, do I need to hire a consultant? Do I need more help in this area? Marketing advice is one that's very typical, but also having an agronomist help with the production plans.
Economist Jim Mintert adds advice for your in-house management team as well.
We're engaged in an industry that's changing very, very rapidly. And if you're not engaged in professional development over time, you're going to fall behind relatively quickly, even if you're state-of-the-art today.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.